remember in our according to our program, we supposed to be dealing with this on the 27th. But we've been asked by Parliament to prioritize this, consider this amendment of the ILO, Constitution of the ILO. But let me take this opportunity to welcome the government to say we know that you are coming for the second time. You've been with the NCOP about the same issue, and some of our members were able to attend to that. It was just an unfortunate because we couldn't just have a joint meeting so that to lessen the cost on your side. But since we have our own program and NCOG also has got its program, so this is our turn today, and we hope that we are not going to keep you for a long time, though some of members would want to know about the entire constitution, but really let's concentrate on that the chapter today, and if we have something to raise or want to know more of the constitution, you can always engage the department in some other time when visiting us if they feel that we need to know about some key chapters. But you are most welcome to the team, Kaliki, and your team. If you can just put in with your team and then take over. Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop. My name is Kaliki.
My name is
Kumoko Lekoa. My name is Kumoko Lekoa.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the question. As the Secretary has already indicated, this position is dealing with the changes to the Constitution of the ILO and some of the three or four important issues that will come up in the government board. That's the case of the The instrument provides for a new paragraph of Article 19 of the Constitution. This article governs the adoption of convention and convincing of member organization of the United States. The government board of the ILO placed a draft amendment on the agenda of the conference in 1997. The instrument of amendment was adopted by the conference in June 1997. The Constitution Amendment is part of the Principal Initiative to reinforce the relevance and importance of contract of all ILO membership systems. It allows to basically abolish a certain convention which are no more relevant. The Constitution Amendment answers the question what to do with these conventions which are outdated, ineffective, which have not been, some of them have not been ratified by the members. Because as long as they remain in the state of law, member states who have ratified them need to record, even though they are outdated, and the labor market has changed, they are absolutely dated. As a result, the abrogation of absolute convention involves their removal from the ILO Code of Standards, because as long as they are there in the ILO Code of Standards, member states must report on them on an annual basis, which takes a lot of time to report on unnecessary conventions. This is a legal requirement and constitutes a practical and effective way of updating the Code of Standards. As it stands now, the ILO has not had a provision to take away conventions that are no more relevant. And this provision in the Constitution gives the ILO government board that power to be able to introduce and remove. They can introduce conventions, but they can't remove conventions from the Code of Standards. Now, with this change, it's going to give them that power to be able to decide whether this convention is necessary or not necessary and remove from the Code of Standards. the relevant interest of scholars of the system is enhanced compliance. It is to eliminate differently all legal assets arising out of the convention between the organization and its members. Now, if member states do not report on the convention that are no more relevant, if they appear in the body of standards, then there are legal issues that come up. They can be challenged by even parties and stakeholders within the country, although the convention is relevant, is no more useful. That member state that has ratified the convention, that says, are no longer obliged to submit reports under Article 22 if they are removed from the body of standards of the constitution, and can no longer be subject to application and complaints for non-observance of the convention. Now, in certain countries, I mean, if there are differences in countries between the convention that is absolute, there's nothing to prevent stakeholders reporting that country to the ILO because it has not complied with the convention that has been agreed. It creates embarrassment for the country, unnecessary, because the convention everybody agrees is absolute. But because it's still human, therefore, to try and make it easy for member states, this amendment is introduced. That member that has ratified the convention is actually no longer able to report on them. The convention in no way implies that the member revoked an executive or other measure taken to give them. As you know, if you ratify a convention, you've got to also look at the legislative framework and see that it complies with the convention. Now, by removing the convention from the body of the standards of the ILO does not mean that the law that we put in place to comply with that convention also becomes obsolete. As you know, that's a different process. The parliament of each country has got to decide whether the law is relevant or not. Therefore, the removal of this convention from the center of the ILO does not affect the sovereignty of the country itself. When will the instrument of amendment enter into force if they are accepted by this governing body? It will enter into force once ratified or accepted by 2/3 of member states, which means that 120 of member states in the world need to ratify these changes out of 179. Including 5 of the 10 members of the in that very important. As you know, just like the ILO, you've got permanent members in the Security Council. In the UN, you've got permanent members of the Security Council. In the ILO, you've got members of in the Australian important, which are chairs, which have got half of them have got to agree on any changes of the Constitution with the majority. And those countries are mainly in Europe, North America, India, Brazil. You don't have any in Africa. The total number of countries that have already accepted is 81 out of the 179. South Africa, as the process is continuing, now accepts its benefits in the new paragraph indicate that by a majority of 2/3 of the vote of delegates present, the conference acting on the proposal of the governing body may abrogate any convention adopted in accordance with the provision of this article. If it appears that the convention is not acceptable or that no longer makes any sense of the issue to attaining the objective of the organization, that's the intention of the change of the constitution. As I also explained already, is to give the governing body and the conference that power to remove standards and conventions that are coming. Please tell me what about the issue about the convention? On the issue relating to what are the issues that are placed in front of the conference, the coming conference in May from the 30th of May to the 15th of June, the standing item of the conference are the following, because of the chapter 3 of the government body. And of the Director General, in this case it is our Minister, who reported the Secretary of the Government Body, and then global report under the follow-up of the ILO Declaration on the Fundamental Principles and Right of Work, is on the agenda of the conference. Program and budget for 2008-2009 is going to be a very contentious issue because the Europe and North America basically are reluctant in increasing the budget of the health of and most of the underprivileged developing world, Africa, Asia, Latin America, because they benefit more from the health of the needs than the budget of the health should be increased. Therefore, there's going to be a lot of fighting around the budget and need a lot of lobbying. The commission and report on the application of the convention and recommendation is going to be on the agenda, where it's going to be reported. Where on the fishing sector, those that attended the last conference, the issue of the fishing sector was in the, on the agenda. The convention could not be ratified at that stage. There's an issue between business don't want the convention, basically. They want the recommendation. And the recommendation, as you know, is not as strong as the convention because it's a recommendation. In the last conference, business left before the vote could take place. And as a result, the convention could not be voted. Instead of being on the agenda, we're hoping that the convention will be all the member states and the parties together. The issue of placing of the annual capacity to assist member efforts of issues addressed in the process of organization discussion to sit in on the issue of the budget, the issue of the budget of the ILO, the issue of the capacity of the ILO to assist member states. The promotion of sustainable enterprise generally is a general discussion that will be led by the director. The chapter of the city will report to the conference on the work carried out by the government work for 2006, and the director general will submit a report on the conference to provide guidance on how shaping action to address the member needs as organization approaches its 90th year. And the follow-up call with the director general to issue a report each year providing the dynamic global structure relating to one of the four fundamental principles and values. This year, the global report is focused on the elimination of discrimination in the field of employment and education. It's coming, I think, at the right time before the debate is adopted now about affirmative action and discrimination and the trend for some of the members for the report that we have before. And this debate, I think, is well placed for us specifically. To engage in that debate, the importance of dealing with information in the workplace. The watching in the fishing sector standard setting, the ICAM was discussed in 2004 under the government discussion procedure. In 2005, the convention concerning work in the fishing sector was not adopted due to lack of quorum. The next was submitted to a vote. The text was submitted to a vote. The accompanying recommendation was adopted. The recommendation was adopted. The conference requested that the GB to place the ICAM once again on the agenda. This is what about the fishing sector. And we've already indicated the issue of the maritime, it leads to that. The legal advisor of the ILO considered that it would be necessary to review the recommendation that has been adopted. But before we put the convention on the vote, if we've adopted a recommendation on that issue, then issue. We cannot just put it back on the table for a vote at the convention. We've got to review first the recommendation that was adopted, that the legal opinion submitted to the ILO. Therefore, the first thing that they're going to do, they're going to review the recommendation. And then, as a consequence of that, reviewer go to adoption of the issue of capacity is already dealt with. Is to address the multi-dimension question of having capacity to promote its constitutional objectives, ensuring radical change in environmental expectations. Too many main categories of questions can be seen with success relate to the ILO internal governance and possible improvement that could be introduced to a number of smoother apparatus with a view to obtaining more conscious affiliation of trends and needs among its members in the service of strategic objectives. this gives you basically the capacity that ILO should have in order for it to be able to access member states. The other issue that we'll be dealing with is about promoting better understanding of image and interaction between both objectives and to ensure more financial coordination of organizations means of improving more effective access to members. That's what the capacity talk about. And the second category relates to the policy issues and opportunities and possibilities and having members able to direct their efforts towards objectives as integrated in the social policy. The general discussion continues with a wide range of international debates on the promotion of enterprise and growing recognition of the central role of enterprise. Such effect and addressing key development issues, including employment creation. A report has been prepared to take stock of these developments and experiences from LO's different work perspectives, in particular in focusing on the need of strengthening the contribution of enterprise. Productive and equitable economic employment growth. This is going to assist us, as you know, that we are busy now developing a country defense work proposal for the current South African defense work. This debate is going to assist us also in finalizing that project that we involved in. The report will include the review of contemporary thinking expressed in emerging good practices in the promotion of enterprise. Illustrating how trends and paradigms have evolved in different times. The report also explores the concept of sustainable enterprise in terms of sectors, both internal and external of the enterprise. The intended outcomes are as follows: a stock taking of the international debate on the role of private sector and sustainable enterprise in overall social and economic development, and an assessment of the relevance and implication of this trend for the implementation of the ILO Decent Work Agenda. An ILO contribution centers on the different work agenda to the global debate on the role of private sector in overall social and economic development. As I've already said, this debate is going to assist us in finalizing our different work agenda program that we're developing jointly with the ILO in the country. And recommendation for ILO work to enhance funded policy and strategies that promote different work through sustainable enterprise development. These are some of the issues that will be dealt with under general discussion at the ILO that those members who are going to the ILO should bear in mind so that they can be able to prepare themselves for the discussion. But for us, the most important part is the change to the ILO convention that was one of the members to propose to Parliament to take through so that they can be able to one of the countries that.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Members, I'm going to open the question of clarity and
Chairperson, from our side of AFC, we are happy with the amendment to the Constitution and we would want to support the amendment. With regards to the agenda of the ILC conference, we would just want to have some indication from the department whether there will be an opportunity for those members, particularly who will be going, over and above other members that won't be going, to have some more discussion on the issues, especially on the fishing and the decent work here, the issues and mechanism again. Because it seems that even though we are not going to be having a speaking opportunity as it stands now, but that as we interact with the community, we are able to be more empowered in that. It's just to know whether there will be an opportunity for the department to treat those members before they go for the conference.
Thank you. Indeed, we don't have
voting
status, but we are able to discuss with those members. So it's important for for our members to be briefed before meeting for the conference. If I see committee, followed by a
Parliament in developing these things. Because you remember, Chair, recently we had that Professor Shedra Butu, who was talking very strongly about the involvement of Parliament in discussing these things rather than simply speaking to them, ratifying them at the end without being involved in the discussion part of it. And according to him, he said it's only our minister who get involved there, and I don't know how much pressure we get from the minister. However, this presentation is quite eloquent, it's quite clear, it touches on important things, relevant, the impact, and coherence. By the way, Chair, whom did the representative wield the power to hire and fire certain clauses? Who is that one? Is that because that's a supernatural power to hire and to fire. However, we support it.
When looking at the report last night, I sense that maybe we need to focus, to have a focus on this. We recently had public hearings. What would be your view on the very same issue if you want to take initiative on this? To say, can we have public hearings on this? But maybe to change the system of this public hearing, because a public hearing is a process. But for us to sort of show the interest of this, how can we be the approach?
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I would like to raise my that one does not get in time. know, the other committee that I'm serving in transport, on Wednesday we have a meeting with transport, SAMTA, South African Maritime Safety Organization. It's an entity. The issue around work on fishing, I just want to check whether is there a clear proposal that our government has had around issues of proposals, because in terms of the document that I saw on SAMTA that deals with fishing sector, there are quite a number of issues standard that have been raised. Now, I don't know whether it is a clear proposal or kind of document that government will be presenting on the fishing sector. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other
thank you, Chairman. I think I agree that we need to bring members before the conference in June. I think we'll then lie with the Secretary to make sure that we arrange a proper meeting with the members before, even though we're not going to be on the discussion of how we propose to take them forward.
And you think so, are we community that in Kalidia, we still have a process of a number of delegates who be attending to the conference. This is correct. Whenever you try to put it, it's just from the text. Yeah. Yeah. The number of delegates, we are still trying to lobby Parliament to really allocate more number of delegates or members to attend. We know that even if we don't have voting status. Now, the trend was that it should be one person or two. If it's more than one, it should be two. But we, because of the importance of this conference, as a committee, we feel that really we should keep as much members as we can. We know that you, as a department, you cannot, there's nothing that you can do, because now it will be there is a conflict of interest. If you think department, can the department assist in that matter? But it is our issue, we are working on that, and so that really more members could be informed about the very same organization. Thank you.
On the issue of the fishing sector and the debate around that, is that this is a culmination of a long discussion that has taken place. Those that were in the conference last year, we understand, was discussed in the conference last year. The issue at this stage is a matter of adopting the convention, change, moving from a recommendation into a convention. Therefore, it's a matter of a vote, a necessary number of people that is necessary. There's no discussion that will be leading per se. It's going to be different than last year. Last year, as the members indicated, we led the discussion on the issue on who the enrollee is, basically. And the reason we led that discussion is because of the countries in South Africa were at a past stage with discussing the debate of Netflix on the regulation that has been published on who the enrollee is, and also the DCA that has been passed by Parliament dealing with the presumption of who the enrollee, explaining that concept further. Therefore, internationally, we're one of the first countries that were able to explain exactly and demystify the issue of who the employee is. It's on those bases that we led the discussion. It was not because it was planned in advance that we're going to lead the discussion. But I agree with the members that possibly on issues of crucial importance that are on the agenda of the ILO, we should, well before time, come to the members with how we will approach the issue. For example, on the issue of food and employment, there was nothing preventing us, because by the time we went to the ILO, there was already an agreement on the regulation at Medley, on the document and on the approach that we're going to take. Therefore, there was nothing preventing us coming to the postal committee and briefing members on the issue that we're dealing with. It ties in with the issue of briefing before the ILO meetings are set on its own. Therefore, I think we need to take that up. The agenda of the ILO come out very early. Therefore, it is known well in advance what are the issues that we see on the agenda. What we need to do possibly is working with the members is when you prepare your program for the year, in the beginning of the year, you should already have the agenda of the ILO so that you can see whether can you put it in your program, those briefings that we're talking about. On the issue of the documents and time, I think that member should, the chairperson has indicated that this meeting was supposed to be on the 27th. Because it moved earlier, then it destabilized the distribution of documents and everything. And I think that the members should get with us on that. There's nobody to blame that the program of both institutions made it impossible for documents to be going as well. On the issue of on the issue of discriminating in public hearing, I think it's important to look at the program of the political committee. There is no presentation by the Employment Equity Committee, the CEE, in that. Possibly it could be an oversight that was made, and possibly we need to set that. That also, the minister will be launching the Employment Equity report on the 12th of April. If the political committee could see whether we can have even a report by that committee for it to give input on the issue of discrimination, especially in the workplace and the changes that are there that we see. And possibly subsequent to that, the political committee could even go on and have public hearings. I think it would be a good thing for the country because most of the things that we share about discrimination is how bad affirmative action is all about. I mean, by the people who, most of them, who are negative to affirmative action. I think public hearing will be able to draw on all the people that are affected by discrimination out there in the labor market, even in the wider society, to come in and talk to members and indicate the issues around discrimination. Definitely the department will support that approach on that. I'm not sure that there is. I think I've dealt with all the questions that have been answered. The issue of parliament.
The issue of business?
Well, the issue of business. The business that work out, I don't know, even addressing that it's local business. It's international business. Obviously, if you work within an organization, the organization takes a position in the LO as business. And it makes it difficult for our business, even if they support our position to stay behind because the organization and most of the time the international organizations are led not by South Africans. It's only possible the trade union movement where the South African is instrumental in the leading of the organization. And therefore the business that work out is international business, including our business. And that's one of the tactics that are used by stakeholders in the ILO. If they are not going to win the vote today and they want to present a convention, because the convention must be adopted by the president of all the stakeholders. Now, to present a vote on a convention, the tactic that they use is not to be there during the vote, so that the actual vote of the convention cannot take place, so that it can only be a recommendation. And then all constituents use that tactic when they lose the debate on the issue, to present a vote taking place. And there's nothing that parties can do about that other than reintroducing the issue, trying to persuade them, show them why it's necessary, and hopefully try and deal with the issues that they are not comfortable with and see whether we cannot make some compromise on those issues so that the convention can be adopted.
I know that
it's clear
that you have time for the team of business, because now they go there as a team and led by our government. Now one would wonder if they join other countries, what will be the implications? Are they not there taking a mandate of the country or what are the difficulties on their side to be there together. And one other thing is, one would want to know so far how many countries considered as the American Amendment so far. I saw the hand of the government country and the people and Obama.
My worry is embarrassing. When you see a discussion from your country over the same government, of the same country in a sentence, whereas the next level has a general agreement and understanding of the issue, but when we go outside of our own country, we couldn't do this. So my question was going to say, what is the attitude of India on the issue? And in South Africa and also global, are they, you know, lukewarm now? In terms of this particular recommendation. You know, sometimes the sickness of the conference is that they don't adopt critical issues because of our people in the commission. To the end, if you show what it is, it is there for the
I will not say it's embarrassing, because I don't expect anything better from people.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's not up again.
Maybe you can
Three. All our category is was this discussed on the other, and what was the other next? Because they must show the light. Or if they don't show the land, then they must come out open and say which side are they? Are they with those who are against the app, or they are with the candidate? Yes. Well, it's the stuff in the way
that they came from. Indeed, when you listen to the discussion in different bodies, that you really feel that business is not about the country, and not really thinking the minds of the country forward. That's really, I'm sure we would know more than those on that
matter. Chair, I just want to make follow-up on the issue of decision. You know, Chair, tourism, Minister for Tourism has raised this issue last year about the fishing sector. I know that other comrades who hold this issue very close to their heart, which comrades in the morning. But I just want to check, Chair. I understand that the issue around fishing just to adopt the convention. In terms of here at home, I just want to check at what level the interaction has been taking place. Whether fishing industry has been taken to kind some kind of a debate, or whether any, because I know the big issue around the fishing between around in South Africa, according to the report that you're receiving in some committee, whether sufficient interaction has been taking place, and whether the department is satisfied with what they will be achieving as a convention is the ownership of the people who are in fishing industry.
Thank you. Dharma.
It's a burning issue for our world. If we can remember 2002, when we had the WSSB in Johannesburg, and there was a lot of fishing community around the world, and the concerns what they were raising in this WSSB was really, really serious, what they were raising in. So I can't think why did in the IMO conference those people were making so annoyed, those people from all around the world, but they were so annoyed according to the serious matters which everybody around thinking, why did they not say in this election convention that they must actually adopt the set what the mother submitted there. So, but I don't know what is our side as an Africa around this, when they were also attending this other country, about our position in it as an Africa. And the other thing from the same person is that I hear that the Fernando was saying about the industrial importance and who are the permanent members. He referring to about some few countries and saying that non-Africa people are not members. Why not?
I think Shepard, it's very clear, Shepard, but the African leader of the country. I just want to appeal that the body must not be attempt to support the issue. They must take them as questions, note that, go home and prepare a charity. To an extent, Shepard, that I would have wanted to propose that as the strategic planning of the committee, which is probably going to take place just before or during the first days of our research, that we have an item that deals with this thing, especially on fishing, seeing that this is going to be taking place here in the Western Cape. And that we extend part of the item of that workshop to the, you know, the stakeholders in the fishing industry, that they then attend, and that, you know, when we're dealing with that agenda. And actually, that was what I wanted to propose, that the department must not even attempt to do it. There are many other issues over and above just briefing about going there. And the issue of the participation of Parliament, and the minister, I think, obviously, was some ASP study group, also is very concerned about how Parliament in the country are involved in the IMO. It's very clear now that we are also again rubber stamping. You know, for instance, this question, as it says now, is that some of the issues have been at Netflix. It also questions our involvement in the introduction of the bill, that a bill gets discussed at Medlec. You know, it's introduced by cabinet, it goes to Medlec. When it comes to us, we deal with the things that have been agreed upon by the three, you know, by the stakeholders, the labor, government, and then we kind of deal with those contentious issues or issues that have not been resolved at Medlec. Yeah, I think it's an issue that we need to revisit. You know, maybe as political parties can say that, are we comfortable with that arrangement that we come in and end once again, like the budget, we rubber stamp what has been discussed in the budget. What's our role in really as public representatives? And I think there's a big debate for us on that matter. And I don't want to entertain that now, Chairperson. I just want to note that. And probably in our program of the portfolio committee that we prioritize some of the issues, especially with the minister coming to the committee to be part of the discussion.
Maybe to add that, Chair, it just seems to indicate that any bill that goes to Medlec before coming to us, it will not be enough. It can't be over 10. Enough is enough. You are either members of parliament or a
thank you. Members, when I started, I said there's a lot less members who want to vote in this ILO thing, but today the concentration is on this amendment of the ILO.
constitution. Indeed, we need more time. And of course, we raise the issue of employment equity. One of the issues that we want to prioritize. So that will happen during our proposed workshop committee to deal with the program. But let me hand over one that is. And when you are using yourself, you haven't reminded members that your position in the department is to be included. And
I would feel a better manager if I wish you.
I'm the acting benefit manager for international relations.
I'm assistant manager for ILO Deaf International Relations.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We can see versus the right generation to talk about this. Yeah, that's important.
For us, we agree we need more time to discuss this issue. Some of the issues are issues that fall outside of our terrain in terms of the ownership of the fishing. Another department deals with those issues. These are issues that we need to deal with. I agree that if the Portfolio Committee could arrange a day where possibly we can come and talk on the convention, the proposed convention on the fishing, and do a presentation on that, explain the convention, what are the issues, what is the issue the convention will try and address on the fishing industry. I don't think that I'm sure would be willing and prepared to deal with those issues. And I also agree, I mean, as I said, that more time is needed, and also for our side to be able to prepare. We don't want to come in here and give answers out of our heads, which might not be accurate because we have not prepared for that discussion. The discussion that we present for now is around the articles that and all the constitutional amendments and those issues. But yes, I agree that we need to work out the program to deal with this issue. Preferably before the ILO, so that those that are going to the ILO will be able to understand when the country delegates focus on discuss issues, they are able to add value in that discussion. We don't know on the constitution, the article the one the article 19 that we're talking about, if one country has already approved out of the 179 countries, if one has ratified, would be the 82nd if we do.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. And that way, memos and the government strategy, we are interested to know what the discussion is.
No, Sakitar wants to know when is the conference about the issue.
The government strategy is the government strategy.
The ILO conference starts on the 30th of May to the 15th of June. And the fishing convention cut is going to start with that conference. I know that the Namibian Department of Labor, you might be interested in this, they are organizing a conference waiting for an invite on the fishing, because not only they are very concerned about the issues around about the fishing, there will be a conference organizing around one day, I understand, by them, that they have not formally informed us whether they've been inviting all the fishing countries in Southern Africa, particularly in Africa, to debate, you know, I'm sure it's going to be before the conference, to debate the convention. They are concerned about the convention and some of the issues. Possibly, if never put their ear on the ground, they might hear me to refuse to have them come. But especially those that are going to the Anglo might be interested to go to that conference here. What are some of the problems that Southern Africa is facing, that countries like Namibia seem to have a problem for them in terms of the fishing and the things that they could come from?
Thank you very much, Madam Kalipi, and your team, and maybe you members, you can try and be in touch with the team for some issues to know more about fishing and the others. I know that it can be really costly that you can use to turn it again. The call to Parliament, but we want to thank you very much for this. Thank you very much. Never thank you. Have a great day. Thank you for your contribution. Yeah, that is the